big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today is the first podcast of the new year. And so with every first podcast of the new year, something I've been doing for 3 years prior, and I'm going to do this year as well, is I'm going to identify six people or groups of people that I think you should seek out and start following in the new year. These are people that I discovered either the year before or previous times that I've really just gotten a lot of great content from them, or I've had like lots of great conversations with them, or some of them have actually become my friends, online friends. And so they're really good quality people. And of the six that I've chosen for this particular year, some of them are church communicators, some of them are dealing with online ministry, some deal with student ministry. They all cover the gambit of my YM Sidekick podcast. So I really think these people are definitely worthy of a follow, whether it's on Twitter or whether they've got a blog or vlog or podcast. You should definitely check them out. All the people that I talk about today will be in my show notes, the ways that you can connect with them. I definitely want you to check that out and start following them. All right, so before I actually get into it, I want to give you two pieces of criteria that I use to make this list up. The first piece of criteria is that you have to fall into the realm of church communicator / online minister / student minister or even family minister. You have to be in that context because, again, that's what my YM Sidekick podcast is all about. It's reaching family ministers, student ministers, online people, church communicators. That's my content. And so I'm looking in the view, in the framework of those four job descriptions right there. So to be in that list, you have to be in that, you have to be serving in that role in your ministry. The second piece of criteria is that you have to be consistent in your content that you're posting. You know, I love finding new people to follow and discovering new content out there. But one of the things that really irks me, and it's a pet peeve of mine, is that someone's got great content and they produce a lot over a short period of time, and then I don't hear from them for 6 months. These people that I've selected are people that are consistently pushing out content, whether it's via social media or podcasting or blogging. They're constantly pushing out content on a regular basis. So you have to be in a job description of student minister, church communicator, family minister, or online minister, and you have to be constantly pushing out content that is regular. It's consistent. So those are the two pieces of criteria. Not much, but those are the framework of which I compile this list. All right, heroes. Well, now is the time to get into the list. They are random and they are in no particular order, but these are the six that I think you should follow in the new year. Okay, leading off our list is Jeanette Yates. Jeanette is the Director of Communications at Hendricks Avenue Baptist Church, and she's actually the co-host of the Two Church Girls and a Microphone podcast that she co-hosts with Megan Howard, who Megan Howard is a fantastic follow as well. And they do a great podcast geared towards church communicators and geared towards women as well. So if you're a woman in ministry, you definitely want to check out their podcast. Again, it's the Two Church Girls and a Microphone podcast. But I love having Jeanette on my podcast. She's been on the podcast a bunch of different times. She's been on the Digital Bootcamp Facebook group. She is really a church communicator who really practices. She's constantly learning. She's constantly growing. And she's constantly sharing. Her Twitter feed is fantastic with her just engaging with other people. So if you want to connect with someone who is just down to earth, who is an average Joe, but who's someone who's eager to learn and desiring to learn, she is someone you definitely want to follow. She's a great person. And she's, you know, she's well connected as well. She's got her hands into so many different church communication groups. It's fantastic. So she's someone you definitely want to follow because you will definitely learn from her, and she'll probably learn from you as well as what things that you're doing. So she's just a great person to follow. So I would strongly recommend Jeanette Yates as someone you want to follow and engage with this year. Next on the list is Jeff Reed, and Jeff is from South Florida. He comes from the Miami area, which is much better and warmer temperatures than we get here in Northern Virginia most of the time. But Jeff is an online minister. Actually, well, he's not an online minister anymore, but he has about 20 years of ministry into the online field, working with digital technology for the church. He was an online minister at one point, and now he heads up the Church Digital. And this is a fantastic resource if you're an online minister. You definitely want to check it out. I've got the links in the show notes. But he heads that up, and he works, he blogs regularly, he's got some ebooks on there, and he's also working as a consultant. So if you want to meet with him or talk with him, or you want to have your church meet with him, he's someone I would highly recommend that you talk to, because he's got a ton of experience in the online field. I've had him on my podcast before. I'm going to have him again on the podcast. He's very involved in the Digital Bootcamp group. But he is someone that you definitely want to hit up if you're an online minister, because he's got a ton of experience and he's very accessible. You hit him up on social media, especially on Twitter. He's there and he'll answer any question that you have. So he's definitely someone you want to check out in 2019. He's a fantastic resource for online ministers. Next on the list is Dan Isfinick. Dan is a 5th to 8th grade pastor at Victory Church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And I'm all about the Pennsylvania guys because my family's from Pennsylvania. And so I've been to Lancaster a few different times in my life. And so Dan has over 20 years of experience in middle school ministry in particular, in student ministry. And he is a fantastic resource for this age group. In fact, he has a great blog called The Middle Years, where he shares his thoughts, but also shares a bunch of different resources that he accumulates from all over as well. It's kind of like Why I'm Sidekick, where I share different people's resources because I think they're great. Well, he does the same thing in particular for middle school ministry. And so Dan is a fantastic person. I look forward to hearing from him more. I had him on the podcast before, and I'm going to have him on again. But he's very strategic, and he's a great resource to have. And he does a lot of great things up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania for the ministers, the youth ministers up there. And I know he's on the Digital Bootcamp now. He's going to have some great contributions in the Digital Bootcamp Facebook group. But he's got some great knowledge and some great resources. So he's definitely someone you want to check out this coming year, especially if you're a minister to the 5th to 8th grade students. Next on the list is Seth Muse, and Seth is the director of communications at Hope Fellowship Church in Texas. And the cool thing with Seth is that he started out as a student minister, but then became a church communicator over time. And again, I think that's something that a lot of us deal with. You know, you start off as one role and you transfer into another role. And so what I love about Seth, though, is that he has such a humble heart, a teachable spirit, and he's looking to learn a ton and share his insights with people. He doesn't just keep them on to himself, but he likes to share it with other people, which is great. But what I love is that he is a fantastic Instagram guy. Anytime I have an Instagram question, I'm calling Seth. I'm talking to Seth. I'm getting on my podcast to talk about it as well. Getting him to share on Digital Bootcamp. He is so knowledgeable with Instagram, and I'm not. Let's just be honest, I'm not. As much as I try to get on Instagram and do well on Instagram, I'm not as good on that. And so Seth is my really Instagram guru that I go to all the time. And so Seth's got a great blog, SethMuse.com, but he also has an awesome Facebook group that I would strongly encourage you to check out. Again, all that stuff's going to be in the show notes. You can just click the links, but Seth is someone I would highly recommend that you start to follow, especially if you're in the church communications field. And if you want to learn more about Instagram, Seth has a ton of knowledge there. So make sure you follow him this year. Next up on the list is Youth Specialties. Now, Youth Specialties is not a new group, and they've been around for a really long time. In fact, when I started doing student ministry in the late 1990s, they were the premier youth ministry resource. I would get tons of stuff from them. And they also had a fantastic conference. That was the first student ministry conference I ever went to, was a Youth Specialties conference out in San Diego. But unfortunately, over time, they started to not be as effective in resources, and their conference was not as well attended as some of these other conferences. And so unfortunately, their clout, I guess, in the youth ministry realm was not there as much anymore. And so they had a lot of different, they were trending downwards, if you can say that. But 2018 brought a trend upward when Orange, for the Orange Conference and all the stuff that they do with the curriculum and their resources, teamed up with Download Youth Ministry, Doug Fields and Josh Griffin. They teamed up together and bought Youth Specialties. And there is now a ton of excitement, a ton of energy behind it. They've got a ton of great stuff that they're working on. And they just did their first national conference with this new group combined leading it. And it was fantastic. I think over 5,000 people came to this conference, and it was just full of energy and excitement. I wish I could have gone. Had I known that this would have happened when I did my budget last year, I would have budgeted to go to this conference, but that's what I'm going to do this coming year. So I'm really excited about what's happening with Youth Specialties. There's a lot of energy there, and so I would definitely encourage you to follow them on Twitter. Also, they've got a great blog out, and I know they're going to come out with some great stuff with resources as well to help ministers and student ministers. So it should be an exciting year for 2019. So if you are in student ministry, definitely want to follow Youth Specialties. All right, and so last but certainly not least, this one is for pure fun. This one is for a way to get some belly laughs out for you, and I would strongly encourage you to follow this person. It is the Wrestling Pastor. Josh Rebus started this Twitter account, and I think he's got some other – well, he's got a website as well, but he's got merchandise on there. But Josh Rebus started the Wrestling Pastor as a way to share wrestling gifts that relate to ministry situations. And literally, there's probably not a day that goes by that he doesn't post something on his Twitter account that makes me laugh out loud. It is pure fun because, one, there are identical situations that every minister, whether you're a student minister, online minister, or family minister, it doesn't matter what kind of minister you are, you've experienced situations like this before. And then the gifts that he associates with them, they're all wrestling, you know, WWE, old school WWF wrestling. They're very nostalgic for me in a lot of ways too. And so he's got a ton of following. He's got a ton of funny things that he posts. So they're really great. If you want something that's pure fun this year and just a follow that will make you laugh, get on his Twitter account, follow the Wrestling Pastor. You will not regret it. It's definitely something for pure fun. All right, so there you have it, my list of six to follow and seek out in 2019. And again, this is the fourth year I've been doing this, so if you want to look at any of the other people I recommended in the past year, you can go to the show notes and click on those links as well. But I'd be curious to find out, who are you following? Who are people that I should be looking for and looking into so I can follow and learn from them as well? Again, the reason why I do this list is to just encourage people to follow people who are trying to do ministry just like all of us and that are very helpful in this field of church communications or online ministry, student or family ministry. So I would strongly encourage you to look at this list, but also share with us those people that you are following and why you're following them. So definitely hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. I would love to hear your list for this coming year. All right, heroes. Well, thanks so much for joining me. I look forward to another great year of doing some podcasts and blogging, and you can find all that stuff at ymsidekick.com. And so I would love for you to check that out. I've got fresh content coming out every single week. And so I'd love, again, for you to check that out. All right, heroes. I hope you have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.